بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد buying stolen goods سيدنا ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever purchases stolen goods knowing that it is stolen is given an equal share of the sin committed. Note, dealing in stolen and hijacked goods are haram. Avoiding doubtful things. Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all permissible and prohibited things have been clearly defined. However, there is a grey area regarding certain doubtful issues and of which many people are unaware. Whoever abstains from doubtful things has protected his deen and his honor, and whoever indulges in these doubtful things will surely trespass the boundaries and perpetrate haram. Note, the hadith indicates the fact that there is no absolute information about the permissibility or impermissibility of some aspects. It behoves a Muslim to refrain from consuming these so that his recklessness does not gradually lead him towards the consumption of haram. Regarding the consumption of interest and interest dealings, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, consuming interest constitutes 70 sins, the least of which is akin to having intercourse with one's mother. Note, just the thought of the above should be sufficient deterrent for any Muslim. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's chastisement becomes lawful on any area where interest and fornication becomes rife. Note, many affluent people, despite their opulence, are drowned in worries and grief, and this is a calamity due to dealing in interest. When interest invites the chastisement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it cannot be regarded as trivial any longer, and it should be discarded. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك